classic. Remember when they had TV theme songs, Dan? You remember those days?
Yes, fondly.
When they had really cool theme songs for TV shows. Those days don't exist anymore. And a listener requested that. See, the Wildcard Wednesday, our listeners, you know, they help out with the themes of the show. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin, requested the Laverne and Shirley theme song. Obviously, you know, timely. So, it's Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in. You're made Wildcard Wednesday. And that is any artist, any song, and a thin 312-981-7200. So that's the theme from Laverne and Shirley, which was a massively successful show. I don't think people remember just how popular that show was. It debuted in 76. You know, it was a spinoff of Happy Days, which was created by Penny Marshall's brother, Gary Marshall. Penny Marshall, who would star as Laverne with Cindy Williams on Laverne and Shirley for many years, at the peak of its popularity, it was the number one show on television. It was like a 1-2 punch of that and Happy Days. They were like the big ones. And there was a time when Gary Marshall's shows dominated the ratings, dominated the top 10. I mean, you had so many of the Gary Marshall's successful stuff that happened in the 70s and into the early 80s, and many of them were spinoffs of Happy Days, including Mork and Mindy, which is another show that had massive success. And, you know, there's a time Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, these shows were just the height of popularity, especially when I was a teenager at that time. And I remember, you know, vividly watching those shows and how popular they were and how everybody would talk about them the next day. We lost Penny Marshall. She was 75 years old. Let's read a little bit about her and then talk about her career, which was an interesting one and a fascinating one. And she went from, you know, performer to groundbreaking director and filmmaker. Actress Penny Marshall, who found fame in TV's Laverne and Shirley before going on to direct such beloved films as Big and A League of Their Own, died. She was 75. Marshall died peacefully in her Hollywood home, Hollywood Hills home, on Monday night due to complications from diabetes. The spokesperson for the family, Michelle Bega, says, "Our family is heartbroken over the passing of Penny Marshall," the Marshall family said in a statement. Marshall, whose real name was Carol Marshall, grew up in the Bronx. Her brother was famed producer and director Gary Marshall, who directed a string of hit movies, including Pretty Woman, The Princess Diaries, and he died in 2016. Marshall's role as outspoken tomboy Laverne DeFazio in the Happy Days spinoff Laverne and Shirley catapulted the actress to celebrity in the late 70s. Her gift for physical comedy helped earn her accolades, including 3 Golden Globe nominations. The show, co-starring Cindy Williams as Shirley Feeney, Laverne's co-worker in a 1950s Milwaukee brewery, ran for 8 seasons from 1976 to 1983. She began her directing career by helming episodes of TV before landing her first feature film directing job with the 1986 Whoopi Goldberg action comedy Jumpin' Jack Flash. With her second film, Big, starring Tom Hanks, Marshall became the first woman to direct a movie that grossed over $100 million. She repeated that success in 1992 with the film A League of Their Own, which chronicles a women's baseball league in the 40s and featured an all-star cast that included Gina Davis and Madonna. Lori Petty. Come on now. I'm not an articulate person, but I have a strange combination of insecurity and fearlessness, Marshall once said to on CNN. She also directed the films Awakenings with Robert De Niro and Robin Williams, Renaissance Man with Danny DeVito, Riding in Cars with Boys with Drew Barrymore, and The Preacher's Wife, the remake of the 1947 film starring Whitney Houston and Denzel Washington. Marshall was married twice. Her second marriage was to actor and director Rob Reiner, who grew up across the street from her in New York City. It was a very wide street, Marshall once joked on on CNN. She had a daughter, Tracy, from her first marriage, whom Reiner later adopted. On Tuesday, following the news of Marshall's death, Reiner wrote in a statement posted on social media, "I loved Penny. I grew up with her. She was born with a great gift. She was born with a funny bone and the instinct of how to use it. I was very lucky to have lived with her and her funny bone, and I will miss her." A celebration of Marshall's life will be held at a later date to be announced by the family. Marshall is survived by her older sister, Ronnie, daughter and actress Tracy Reiner, and 3 grandchildren. We hope her life continues to inspire others to spend time with family, work hard, and make all of their dreams come true, Vegas said. So, sad news. Penny Marshall, You know, the first time I remember seeing Penny Marshall was actually before Laverne and Shirley, because it wasn't mentioned in this obit, but she got her first, I think her first, you know, she was on a few TV shows here and there, but like her first big break came because Gary Marshall was the executive producer and creator of the Neil Simon adaptation of the TV version of The Odd Couple with Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. And in the last, I think it was three seasons of that show, she was a semi-regular. She played Myrna, Oscar's secretary, and she was hilarious on that show. And that's the first time I remember seeing Penny Marshall. I think Penny Marshall also was on, you know, I think she did a couple of Love American Styles here and there, but she did, you know, spotty TV work at that time. But like her first big break was Myrna on The Odd Couple. She auditioned, I don't know if people might not know this, she auditioned for Gloria for All in the Family, along who at the time she was married to Rob Reiner. Rob Reiner got the part as Mike Stivic, but she didn't get the part Sally Struthers did. But she did audition. It would have been an interesting dynamic to see if Penny had, you know, if Penny Marshall had actually gotten the part as Gloria. But and that's always a weird thing too, is thinking back on how different it would have been if somebody else would have played these parts. Because I mean, you can't think of, you know, you can't think of anybody but Sally Struthers playing, you know, Gloria. But anyway, so I don't know if people remember her from The Odd Couple. If you guys remember her from The Odd Couple, she was really funny on that show, and there were some really great subplots involving her on The Odd Couple. They brought her in, and Gary Marshall brought her in. She was just hilarious on it. And I remember as a kid watching The Odd Couple and remembering, you know, just how funny. I didn't know who she was or anything at that point. And then when Laverne and Shirley came on, I recognized her, and I was like, "Is that the girl who played Oscar's secretary on The Odd Couple?" And indeed, it was. So what happened was The Odd Couple stuff was just, it was great, like I said. And you can watch The Odd Couple. They repeat it on MeTV now. I can't remember what time it's on, but if you go back to some of those episodes and look for Penny Marshall, because she was really hilarious on that show and really, got her chops going on that one. So what happened was Gary Marshall found a lot of success with Happy Days. I mean, he had success before that, obviously. I just mentioned The Odd Couple and some of the other things that he did as a producer and as a writer. It was Happy Days that really just went through the roof and you know, was the first thing that Gary Marshall, you know, produced that really became a sensation. Like, I mean, like, through the roof, number one in the ratings, pop culture everywhere, you know, providing America with catchphrases and memorable characters. And again, it was water cooler stuff. This is the kind of stuff that we would go to school the next day and talk all about, the Fonz and Richie and the Cunninghams and all that stuff. So there was an episode of Happy Days where they wanted to bring in a couple of dates for the guys. And they were going to be these girls from Milwaukee. And it was Laverne and Shirley, and Cindy Williams got cast as Shirley, and then Penny Marshall came in. Gary Marshall cast her as Laverne, and it's weird though. If you go back and watch that episode where they go out on the date with Laverne and Shirley are different kind of characters than they ended up being in the series. They were edgier. They were a little excuse my term here. They were a little sluttier. They were loose. And they had a lot more edge than the characters on Happy Days, because the Happy Days characters were pretty wholesome, and it was, you know, sort of, you know, pretty G-rated kind of stuff. And they came in and they added a little PG element to it. And those characters, when they finally did get the spinoff, when Laverne and Shirley did start, they changed the characters to be a lot more wholesome and not exactly the way they were. So it's an inconsistent thing, but that happens on spinoffs all the time. And that happens on TV shows all the time. You know, some characters start out a certain way and completely change. You just look at the early episodes of The Simpsons or the episodes of The Simpsons that appeared on the Tracy Ullman show. They don't even look like The Simpsons as they, you know, evolved. So, yeah, the Laverne and Shirley episode of Happy Days was very successful, so successful. And the chemistry between Cindy Williams and Penny Marshall was evident the moment they got together. It was said that during rehearsals, they just knocked it out of the wall, out of the park, and that they got along immediately. They took to each other, and their timing was amazing, and what they were doing physically was great, and they got along really well. And at that time, Gary Marshall was probably the biggest producer on TV and could produce or create any show that he wanted. So he created Laverne and Shirley and gave it to those two actresses. And then that became a thing of its own. We'll talk more about it. And if you guys want to jump in, I happen to adore Laverne and Shirley. I love that show. And I think the two leads are fantastic. Well, I love everything about that show. But so we're going to talk about Laverne and Shirley and a little bit more about Penny Marshall. If you guys want to jump in, we're remembering Penny Marshall. She passed away at 75 on Monday night. So if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. We'll break. The news is coming up after this. Welcome back, everybody. Wildcard Wednesday. Dan, you know, Wildcard Wednesday is slowly morphing into TV theme show Wednesday.
Yes, very much so.
Glenn requesting the Jimmy Stewart Show theme song for Wildcard Wednesday. It's Wildcard Wednesday mid-year! And that is any artist, any song, anything. You pick the bumps, we play them. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. By the way, in a few months, I'm showing a couple of Jimmy Stewart movies back-to-back in a few months for my film club. Keep an eye out for that. March, we're going to show Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And in April, we're going to show The Man Who Knew Too Much, the Alfred Hitchcock movie. So we've got our lineup all the way through May picked out. So a couple of Jimmy Stewart movies coming up in a few months. So keep your eye out and like my film club on Facebook. So there you go. And by the way, my film club, I'm having an extra screening. I'm hosting a screening this weekend of the new Robert Zemeckis movie. We're going to talk with Robert Zemeckis later on the show. We'll play back the interview at 4 o'clock. His new movie is called Welcome to Marwen, and it stars Steve Carell. It's based on a true story, and it's an incredible movie, and I'm hosting a screening of it at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly Movico, the 7:10 showing. So go to amctheaters.com, get your tickets. I'm going to introduce the movie, and then we'll talk about it afterwards, and we'll talk about Zemeckis' career and all that cool stuff. The latest from Robert Zemeckis. As part of, we are extending Zemeckis Fest as much as we can, I guess, this year. We showed five months in a row, we showed a Zemeckis movie. We did Used Cars, we did Back to the Future, Forrest Gump, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Back to the Future Part 3. And now we figured, since he's got this new movie out, Mike Kurz, who helps me program the Nick DiGilio Film Club at the AMC Rosemont 18, said, hey, why don't you host a screening of Marwen? And I've already seen the movie, and it's magnificent, and I'm very excited to share it with my film club and you guys. So come on out. Parking is free. I think it's only $8.99 to get in to see the movie. And all the information is at amctheaters.com. The 7:10 showing is what you're looking for. So if you go to amctheaters.com, look for the 7:10 showing of Welcome to Marwen. I will introduce it. It'll be part of the film club, and then we'll talk a little bit about it afterwards. It's going to be fun. That's Saturday night at 7:10. So, all right. We were just talking about Penny Marshall. Penny Marshall passed away just this past Monday night from complications due to diabetes. And she, along with Cindy Williams, had an incredible run on Laverne and Shirley from 1976 to 1983. And the show itself was created around these two characters that were created by Gary Marshall for Happy Days. And then, as I said before the break, they were a little bit different with their appearances on Happy Days than they were when they got their own show. The thing that I loved most about, Laverne and Shirley, well, first of all, I loved all the characters on the show. I mean, Lenny and Squiggy, come on, Lenny and Squiggy. You got it. What are you kidding? Are you kidding me? There's two of my favorite characters in the history of television. They always were funny. I love the Big Ragu. I love Laverne's father. I thought it was hilarious. I can't remember the actor's name who played Laverne's father, but he was always consistently hilarious. There were a lot of guest stars that would come on the show who, if you go back, and another interesting thing about going back and watching these shows on Antenna TV or MeTV or whatever, these shows from the 60s or the 70s, is spotting people who became famous. That's another one of those great, because it's always fun and nostalgic to watch the old shows. They bring back a lot of memories, and you like them from when you were younger or when you were a kid. But it's also really neat to spot people who would go on to be superstars. And that's the case with Laverne and Shirley. A lot of people who appeared on that show as just minor characters or for one episode. You know, you go, oh my God, I can't believe it's that person. And so that's always fun to do when you're watching the old Antenna TV or MeTV marathons and stuff like that. But the thing that I loved most about Laverne and Shirley was the chemistry between Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams. And, you know, I'm not exaggerating when I say that they were in the same camp as Lucille Ball and Vivian Vance. And I think that they were the 70s, they were the 70s generation, you know, like they were my generation's Lucille Ball and Vivian Vance. And the producers knew that, Gary Marshall knew that, and they played up that stuff all the time. And they would put them in similar situations that were just variations on some of the stuff that Lucille Ball and Vivian Vance did back on I Love Lucy and some of the other Lucy shows. And that chemistry between Lucy and Vivian was palpable and amazing. And the physical stuff that they did. And that's the stuff that I loved the most on Laverne and Shirley. Both Cindy Williams and Penny Marshall, especially Penny Marshall, were so adept at physical comedy. And physical comedy and slapstick are two of my favorite things. I'm always a sucker for farce and situations that are completely out of control. And the physical stuff that they did was monumentally funny and just great and consistent. There was a stretch of time when they would put them in the middle of physical, like every episode would have some sort of physical challenge to it that they would have to go through, and they would, you know, execute that stuff perfectly. Like great physical comedians they were. And they were just, and again, the chemistry between the two of them, you believed the friendship, you know, you believed their emotions, their characters were distinct and different. I really loved Laverne and Shirley. It was one of my favorite shows, man. And I watched it every week when I was a kid and when I was younger and into my teenage years, every week. Now, when they moved it out to California, you know, like any show that goes on for, you know, seven, eight years, It loses a step. And the last couple of seasons of Laverne and Shirley, like many, many shows, weren't nearly as strong as the earlier seasons. I thought it was a mistake when they moved the show to California. It didn't make a lot of sense because Milwaukee was actually, it felt like a character on that show. Like the location of Laverne and Shirley was very important to the show, was very important to the you know, where the show was coming from and its voice and all that stuff. So moving it to, you know, in some sort of desperate attempt to, you know, when a show's on for a long time, the ratings drop. This happens all the time. You know, they try to add, well, you know, Dan, in this case, they moved the location, they add a couple of characters, but they didn't add a cute kid, which is usually where they go. It's usually a kid. It's usually a cute kid or Ted McGinley. That's usually where when you know a show's in trouble, it's been on too long, they try to spice it up, put in a cute kid or Ted McGinley, and there you go. But they just moved the whole location for Laverne and Shirley, and it didn't work. There was a great episode where they went through it, where they had to go through an earthquake, which, you know, again, is the physical stuff that Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams were so great at doing together. And then, you know, the foils of Lenny and Squiggy, who were kind of like the counterbalance between the two, and their physical stuff was really funny, and those characters were just hilarious. And every time they made an entrance, Lenny and Squiggy, every time they made an entrance, it was funny because they, like, every entrance they would make. Now you didn't watch the show, Dan, so maybe you don't know this or not, but every entrance that they would make, they wouldn't knock on the door. They would bust the door open and walk in together, Lenny and Squiggy, and that's Michael McKean and David L. Lander, and so. And they had those affected, weird voices, you know, hey, how's it going, and that kind of thing. But every one of their entrances was preceded by a line similar to this. Okay, don't be an idiot. Hello. And then they walk in. So, like, everything is, like, set up, like, you know, why are you acting like such a moron? Hello. And so there was always, like, some setup that they would call each other stupid, or they'd say the word idiot or moron or you know, stupid. And the door would bust open, and in would walk Lenny and Squiggy, because they're idiots. And so and it was funny every single time, every single time. I remember one night I directed this show called Congratulations for Not Killing Anyone, which is one of my favorite shows that I've ever directed. My buddy Matt O'Neill wrote it, and we had a rough run with that one because we ran that in the early summer of 1997. The bulls killed our houses, man. They killed our houses. So, I mean, you know, it ultimately was pretty successful. It was okay, but it was a show that should have done much better. It was our fault for scheduling it. You know, we scheduled it right during the playoff run in 1997. So it was like there were nights when we had to cancel several performances because maybe two people would show up, and we had this. The rule in storefront theater, at least when I did storefront theater, was you had the fair fight rule. If the cast could fight the audience, you know, if that's the fair fight rule. There were nine people in Congratulations. It was a nine cast member show, so that was our cutoff point, was nine. So if we had less than nine, we would cancel the show. That was what the deal was, a fair fight rule. The problem with the fair fight rule is I directed a show with 28 people in it, and we chucked the fair fight rule out on that one. That was it was 28 people in the show, and I was like, we're not going to cancel for 27. That's not going to be. But anyway, we canceled a lot of shows, and then we did the show at Angel Island, which was on right off of Broadway and Sheridan, it was Rich Katovsky ran it, and it was a great. It was Mary Archie Theater Company was the home, and so we did our show there, and it was the second floor, so you had to go up the stairs, you know, to see the thing, and the theater was on the second floor, and the first floor was a liquor store, so inevitably when we'd cancel, we would just go downstairs to the liquor store and bring up a bunch of beer and some booze and stuff, and we'd usually put a TV on the stage and watch the Bulls or whatever. So one night we canceled the show. And the centerpiece of the set were these really wonderful swinging doors, you know, like a saloon kind of a thing, but they were full length, and you could push the hell out of them. The set designer was fantastic, and their set builder, like, you could push these things hard because I wanted people to make entrances would slam their hands on the door and the door would fly open. It was very high energy. Again, it was a farce. So we cancel a show. We watch the Bulls. The Bulls end up winning. We are now like half in the bag. Okay, we've been sitting in the theater now for like 3 hours, and we're drunk. And so Scott Oaken and Steve Walker start imitating Lenny and Squiggy. And so, and I'm not kidding you. We would have them go behind those swinging doors, and then we would set them up for an entrance. So, and I'm not kidding when I say we did this for like an hour and a half. It was just back to back to back. Somebody would throw out a line like, "Oh, look at these two jackasses. Hello!" And they would smash the swinging doors open and say, "Hello!" And then we'd laugh for 20 minutes. Then they'd go back behind the door and we'd set it. And we did that for an hour and a half because everybody in that room was around. We were around the same age. I was a little bit older than maybe a couple other people in the room. Everybody grew up watching Laverne and Shirley, and everybody loved Lenny and Squiggy, and those entrances were just genius. So we literally spent an hour and a half like a bunch of idiots in this theater after watching a Bulls game doing Lenny and Squiggy entrances. That's how we spent a significant portion of one evening. That's how big a deal those stupid entrances were. So they were a great counterpoint, and everything about that show I thought worked, and I just loved it. And the key reason why that show was so successful and so good was because of the incredible chemistry and the incredible talent of the two female leads, of Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams. And it's not an exaggeration to say that they were the Lucille Ball and Vivian Vance of my generation, and especially Penny Marshall. Penny Marshall did the physical stuff better than anybody on that show. So anyway, we got some texts coming in. We're talking about Penny Marshall. She passed away, and then not only was she hugely successful on TV, but she became hugely successful and groundbreaking as a female filmmaker. As a filmmaker. She became, like, an incredibly successful director. So we'll talk a little bit more about Penny Marshall, who just passed away. And if you want to jump in with any of your memories and what you loved about Laverne and Shirley or her movies, 312-981-7200. We'll jump back into it after this. It just keeps going, Dan. Wild Card Wednesday. You made Wild Card Wednesday. That's 773 area code requesting the WKRP in Cincinnati theme. I prefer the closing credits, WKRP. That's a jam. The closing credits theme for WKRP in Cincinnati is an absolute jam. Yeah. It's a jam. It's a jam. I love that. I also love the fact that it had a different theme. You know, there weren't a lot of, like, different themes for the end credits. It was usually a refrain of, you know, whatever the regular theme was. But that's a completely different song and completely different style. And I remember I would actively, when I watched KRP, which I did often, I would always watch the through the closing credits just so I could hear the jam at the end. By the way, Dan, thanks for looking it up. Phil Oster played Laverne's father. He was hilarious. So, hi, how you doing? We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here. We're here till 5 o'clock. The opening bell comes up at 5. Steve Cochran, Justin Kaufman is in for Steve Cochran. Cochran? Yeah, he's new to the city. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Don Kleppen from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. We're talking about Penny Marshall. She passed away at the age of 75 and did so much stuff, was so successful on Laverne and Shirley. And I first remember her from The Odd Couple and then went on to become an incredibly successful director. And she just passed away, and everybody's very sad about it. And everybody has their own sort of favorite thing about Penny Marshall. And I know that a lot of people loved her film, A League of Their Own. And then it was a movie that a lot of people really have an emotional attachment to. And she directed that. That's maybe one of their favorite things that they do. For me, I just loved her work on Laverne and Shirley and everything else. Steve in Indian Head Park says, I'm thinking of Cindy Williams right now. She must be heartbroken. Those two ladies rivaled Lucille Ball. That's what I was saying. Lucille Ball, Vivian Vance of that generation. 847 area code. You have to mention that she would sing The Rubber Tree Plant and Ant Can't Move That Rubber Tree Plant. Yeah. 217 area code says, a memorable episode was when Laverne got attacked by a department store robot and got sued for damages. See, that's what I'm talking about. They would put her in situations, they would put both Laverne and Shirley in situations where they're getting attacked by robots and stuff. You know? I'm trying to remember if they actually did have an episode where they were, well, I mean, they worked on the line at, you know, at Schott's Brewery, you know, where conveyor belts would go by, but I'm trying to remember if they put them in a specific situation with a conveyor belt and stuff coming on it as a complete tribute to the chocolate episode. To the chocolate candy episode of I Love Lucy. I don't even know if they were, I don't remember if they were that blatant, but it was very clear that they were doing homages and tributes to the kind of stuff that Lucille Ball and Vivian Vance would do. Here's Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right.
I think I might have seen one or two episodes of Laverne and Shirley, but I remember Penny Marshall even before that from the movie Scarecrow with Al Pacino and Gene Hackman, where she plays Pacino's estranged wife and has a kind of harrowing phone call with him at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time. I completely forgot she was in it. I haven't seen Scarecrow.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Scarecrow.
Yeah, because she's... It took me a while to realize this is the same chick from the end of the movie.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Yeah, I completely forgot that that she was in Scarecrow, and I seriously haven't seen Scarecrow in maybe 30 years.
I think I saw it back in 1974 when it came out or something like that.
Yeah, but wow, that's something.
Totally opposite from Laverne and Shirley, man.
Yeah, completely. Completely. Man, oh, man. All right. All right. Thanks for pointing that out, man.
Hey, take care, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care. There you go. That's something that's unusual right there. I'm going to look her up and see what other stuff that she acted in that we might have forgotten about. Obviously, we all remember her from Laverne and Shirley and a lot of her other appearances. But let's see. She was in, let's go back here. She's in Where's Papa, which is a movie that Gary Marshall actually directed. She started out as a dancer on the Jackie Gleason show. She was on two episodes of That Girl with Marlo Thomas, Love American Style. She was on. She was in the TV series. She had an appearance in the TV series version of Barefoot in the Park. Evil Roy Slade. She was in. She was in the Bob Newhart show. She had a couple appearances on that. She was in Paul Sand and Friends and Lovers, which was a show that they tried to get off the ground after that. She appeared on Mary Tyler Moore's show a few times, Blansky's Beauties. She was, she has one scene in 1941, which was written, by the way, by Robert Zemeckis and Bob Gale. directed by she's in the best scene in the movie. She's in 1941, and it's during the the contest, the dancing contest scene. And Joe Flaherty plays like the MC, the guy who runs the club where they're having the jitterbug competition. And she's got an exchange with Joe Flaherty in that movie that's absolutely hilarious. So she appeared in that kind of stuff, and then that's when she started to go in. She made a few appearances here and there, and that's when she went into the filmmaking side when she started to direct. She made cameos in other movies and short things, and she was the first actually. Here's an interesting fact about Penny Marshall, Dan. She's the first celebrity to voice a character on The Simpsons outside of the regular cast. You know what I mean? She was the first celebrity to ever voice, like a guest celebrity to ever voice on The Simpsons. So she's got that. She has that distinction as well. So, all right. Why don't we take a break here, guys? We'll talk a little bit more about Penny Marshall. And then we're going to jump into the funniest sitcom characters of all time, the funniest TV characters of all time, because I think Laverne DeFazio belongs on that list. And we want to hear from you guys. What do you think? 312-981-7200 with the funniest TV characters ever right here on 720 WGN. Remembering Penny Marshall, who was such a talent, and she will be missed. Okay, 312-981-7200 for that and for your Wildcard Wednesday requests. We're going to break. The news is coming up after this. Wildcard Wednesday continues. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday! Which, again, has turned into TV Theme Show Wednesday. 847 area code requesting the Golden Girls theme song. So, there you go. That's one of those classic. That's a classic one. Golden Girls theme. Thank you for being a friend. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We're here till 5 a.m. The opening bell at 5. Justin Kaufman is in for Steve Cochran this morning at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. If you want to jump in here, we're going to talk about the funniest sitcom characters of all time, the TV's funniest characters. Because of the passing of Penny Marshall, I would choose Laverne DeFazio as one of the funniest characters that I remember. So Penny Marshall passed away, and we were remembering her and her life. And I want to mention one more thing before we get into just the funniest sitcom characters all over the place. And get to your phone calls and your texts at 312-981-7200 on that topic. I want one more appearance that Penny Marshall made I want to mention. Albert Brooks made a movie that, unfortunately, not a lot of people saw. It's called Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World. He made it about 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago. And almost all of Albert Brooks's movies, it's brilliant. And it's absolutely hilarious and worth seeing. And the movie came out. It came and went. Nobody went to see it. But I think it's, I think it's one of the best movies Albert Brooks has made. And Penny Marshall has an appearance at the beginning of the movie. She plays herself. Albert Brooks comes in, who plays himself. He plays Albert Brooks. He comes in and wants to be considered for the remake that Penny Marshall is making of the classic Jimmy Stewart movie about the Invisible Rabbit, Harvey. And she's only in one scene. Penny Marshall is only in one scene. It's at the very beginning of the film. And it's hysterical. She is absolutely hilarious in this. And I personally, I think more people should see Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World, just in general. But if you want to look back at something that Penny Marshall did that you might not have known about that's really, really funny, check out Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World. And this first scene that she's in where she cannot hide her disdain for Albert Brooks. Like, she clearly can't stand him, doesn't want him for the movie. And it is this really, really hilarious sort of tension-filled scene where it's so clear that Penny Marshall cannot stand Albert Brooks and barely hide, her hatred and disdain for this guy. It's a hilarious scene. It really is hilarious, and Penny Marshall just knocks it out of the park. She's only in the one scene at the beginning of the movie, But trust me, if you just watch the one scene in the beginning of the movie, you will watch the rest of the movie, because Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World is brilliant and hilarious, and everybody should see it. But I just wanted to mention this appearance that she made in this movie, because nobody saw the movie. Nobody saw the movie. And it was, I think, you know, she hadn't appeared in a bunch of stuff at that time. Like, so to see her in that movie was like, oh my God, look, it's Penny Marshall. She hadn't been in the public eye for a long time at that point. Like, her last movie was, I think, 7 years before that as a director, and, you know, wasn't making a ton of appearances, you know, in other things. And then all of a sudden, here's this really brilliant, hilarious scene where she's playing herself, just kind of ripping apart Albert Brooks. It's great. And anytime, you know, Albert Brooks, I mean, that's part of the great humor of Albert Brooks, is that, you know, he gets ripped apart a lot in his comedy. You know, it's very self-deprecate. And so, yeah. So anyway, you should check it out. It's Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World, and Penny Marshall's her appearance in that at the beginning is just brilliant. So.